This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. There was a man close to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who knew the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. So this man was asked, مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. What is it that we despise death? Why is it that we despise death? فَقَالَ لِأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ. He said, it is because you have built up your dunya. وَخَرَّبْتُمْ أُخْرَاكُمْ. And you have destroyed your akhirah. فَإِنَّكُمْ تَكْرَهُونَ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا مِنَ الْعُمْرَانِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. So indeed you despise moving from that which is built up to that which is destroyed. This example is profound. If we think about it, we can strike the example of a man who has two homes. He has been given the opportunity to build one that is permanent. But whilst he is building, he will live in a temporary home. So what does he do? He begins to build the one that he is living in temporarily until it is so luxurious that there is nothing more that he can ask for. Yet he knows that a time will come where I have to go to that permanent home. This is the parable of our lives. We are living in this dunya. And we are building our dunya. Going out every day early in the morning in order to build an empire that will remain in this dunya. Yet we will continue into the akhirah. Have we thought, have we pondered for a moment, what are we really doing in reality? A while back, someone told me, do you want to be a billionaire? I said, yes, of course, I do. And then he told me, he says, well, what if I told you that I gave you that billion today, right now, and you were to die tomorrow? Would you take it? Or would you choose life? And I said, of course, I would choose life. So he says, then why don't you take the billion that you so pursue every day, every morning? You go out and you pursue that billion. You look for it, you strive for it, you sweat for it, and you don't achieve it. And you don't even know when you will go to that which is permanent. Why don't you do a little bit for this and a little bit for that? And in this is the ideology and understanding of a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that as the days pass, and as the days move, I am only getting closer to the grave in which I am going to go down into. So as I am getting closer to that permanent home, I'm building more of this one that I am living in. That does not make sense. That only makes sense to one who believes in this temporary world and forgets about the akhirah. We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is becoming more and more prominent where people are forgetting completely about the akhirah to the extent that if their brother takes away a little bit of the dunya from him, steals it from him, he cuts him off, he destroys him, he wants to finish him, he wants to get rid of him. Why? Because he stole a little bit of this dunya. Let it go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are building your akhirah by doing so. The reality is our perception of life has changed altogether. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. Three things follow a dead body. A person who is dead, three things will follow him. أَهْلُهُ, his family, وَمَالُهُ, and his wealth, وَعَمَلُهُ, and his deeds. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانٌ. So two of these things will return from the graveyard. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family and his wealth will return, go back home. They will not go into the grave with him. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ, and his deeds will remain with him. When your family is gone, and wallahi the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rings true in our minds. When your family is walking away, when the people are walking away from the graves, you will hear their footsteps leaving you. Who will be left with you that day? Not your son, not your mother, not your father, not your children. Nobody will decide to go in that grave with you and answer those questions for you. The reality of life, the reality of life is in death. The reality of life is in death. So when we are in that grave, what is it that will benefit us is what we have to do today. If we don't remind ourselves today, when we are 6 feet down, it is too late. It is too late. And this is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into the masjid one day and he found the ashab, the companions were laughing and joking, he told them, wallahi, if you knew what I knew, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. You would have laughed a little and you would have cried a lot. It is because of our ignorance of the reality of this dunya that we run after it. We run after it. Someone may think that this man is just dooming us one lecture after the other. Wallahi, if we can't stand with each other and be truthful with each other, if we can't stand with each other and sit and talk about the reality of this life, then when will this happen? When we are 6 feet down? It is too late by then. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once told the companions, He drew a box and he said, this box is the life of a human being. And then he took a stick, he drew this box into the ground with a stick. And he said, this is the life of a human being. This is how it ends. He only has this much of life. And then he took the same stick and he drew a line that went from one side of that box right out of the box. And he says, this is his ambition. He wants children, so many children. He wants palaces, he wants businesses, he wants wealth, he wants treasures. This is his ambition. It goes beyond his life. He doesn't have enough time to achieve that. And then he drew little lines moving out on the right and the left of that line, that main line. He drew little lines. And then he says, this is the calamity that comes to a human being in his life. If one calamity, his death is not written in that calamity, his death will come in the next calamity. And if his death is not written in the next calamity, his death will come in the following calamity. If you have an accident today and you do not die in it, Allah is reminding you, your death is coming. Take heed from it. Learn, understand, realize, ponder, and think that my life will come to an end. So, these ambitions that I have that are going beyond my life, I need to cut them down. And I need to work for that which is after and that which will remain after I die. So a human being that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks like this. When you die, the breath that you are so used to it coming out of your mouth comes to an end. The life in your hands, the movement that you are used to comes to an end. The eyesight that you see with comes to an end. The hearing that you hear with come to an end. You are completely motionless and dead in your grave. There's no better word to describe than you being dead. But what is it that remains with you? Your good and bad deeds. You treated the man well. You looked after him. That remains with you. Your salah you performed, it remains with you. Your hajj you went for remains with you. Your zakah and your sadaqah you gave remains with you. The sincerity within your heart that you had when you did these good deeds remains with you. And also, let us not forget, the swearing of a human being remains with you. The harming of another human being remains with you. The shirk, if you committed any, will remain with you in your grave. So this is the currency of the Akhirah. Today, if we have stolen the wealth of a human being, $500, £1,000, 20,000, 50 million, we can go back to him and say, hey brother, I'm really sorry, I've stolen it, let me give it back to you. In the Akhirah, there is nothing like that. The currency of the Akhirah are good and bad deeds. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who has taken the right of his brother, let him end it today, قَبْلَ أَن لَا يَكُونَ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ. Before a day comes where there will be no dinar, no dirham. What will happen on that day when you come and you have no dinar, no dirham to give that person who you stole from? Do you know what happens in reality? Your good and bad deeds become currency. So, the good deeds of that person are taken, the one whom you owe, and they are given to you. Or your good deeds are taken and they are given to him, in fact, sorry. Your good deeds are taken and they are given to him until you are bankrupt. And when you are bankrupt, it does not end there. In this dunya, you are bankrupt. Nobody can take anything away from you any longer because I have nothing. But in the Akhirah, it does not end there. What happens? The bad deeds of that person will be taken, put into your scale of bad deeds. Can we really afford to steal from a Muslim in this dunya? Can we really afford to swear another human being in this dunya? When we think of the impact of our actions in the Akhirah, we will come to realize that I cannot swear anyone. I cannot harm the next human being. I cannot oppress anyone at all whatsoever. Why? Because I don't want my good and bad deeds to be currency in the Akhirah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The one who comes with a good deed on the day of Qiyamah, he will have tenfold of it. But did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, the one who does a good deed in this dunya will have tenfold in the Akhirah? No, the one who comes with that good deed on the day of Qiyamah will have tenfold. If you have preserved that good deed until you reach the Akhirah, you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. You have not sworn someone such that it becomes someone's good deed. You have not sworn and harmed someone such that their bad deeds become yours. You come with that good deed having preserved it. Then you will have tenfold of that good deed. So let us think about our actions. And let us think about what we are doing in reality in this world. Because the more and more we see of this dunya, the more we will want of it, the bigger our eyes will become. لَوْ أَنَّ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّن ذَهَبٍ لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا. If the son of Adam had one valley full of gold, he would have loved for himself to have two valleys full of gold. Do you know what a valley full of gold is worth today? Perhaps it is billions, if not trillions of dollars. There is one study that claims that all of the gold that came out from the beginning of time until today can be fitted in one stadium that exists. You have more than that stadium. You have more than everything that has ever been mined. You would have wanted more, another one. That is the reality of our soul. And that is the reality of our ambition. وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And nothing will fill the son of Adam's mouth except for dust. You can eat as much as you want. You can enjoy as much as you want. It will never fill your belly except for dust. When the dust is above you, then there is no more desire for this dunya. So before that day comes, cut off that desire. Get rid of it. You think that you are planting for the dunya and you will achieve something from it. Tomorrow it will be ended. Tomorrow it will be finished. Tomorrow it will be gone. Remember, what will be remaining is that with which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ. That which is with you, it finishes. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. And that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains. So work for that which remains and forget about that which is temporary. Perhaps if you really want to work for this dunya, then work for it with the akhirah in mind. Build an empire in this dunya saying that, Ya Allah, if you give me this empire, I will spend it for your sake. I will build masajid. I will build madaris. I will help the poor. I will do in order to prepare for my akhirah. Don't build for this dunya, it is a waste of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.